You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back at it on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. We are efforting right now Heath Pierce from Apple TV and MLS season pass. Guy who played MLS soccer, played a number of years, also played in Europe as well, and he's going to be part of the broadcast. So we hope to be able to get him with us in just a few minutes. It's really been our first opportunity to talk about City since the firing, the moving on from Lutz Pfannenstiel, their sporting director, and now so many things are in flux here at the moment, and don't completely know what it's going to look like. We do know that they are en route to missing the playoffs once again this year. They're going to match up against Houston coming up in a game that's going to be on Saturday. With that, happy to welcome on to the program again, part of the team at Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He is Heath Pierce, and he joins us right now. Heath, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what was your initial reaction when you heard that City had moved on from Lutz Pfannenstiel?
It wasn't surprising for me. I think, you know, Lutz had done a great job of building the foundation for the club, but the results ultimately, when you go through coaching changes, if they don't improve, you know, ultimately you have to keep going upwards. And so for me, it felt like a project that he had done really well to build, and perhaps it was time to transition to the next phase of the future of the club.
Some people ask about the timing. Was this something where he'd done work going into the transfer window, and if you make the move, say, the same time that you move on from Olaf Melberg, well, then you might be a little bit behind in terms of what you want to do in the transfer window, so waiting for that is maybe the reason that they chose the timing that they did?
Yeah, I think when you look at the timing of it, you would have to assume, and I'd actually heard from a few people who were having casual conversations about the head coaching job through Lutz. And so you would have to assume that he was active in the marketplace for the next players, active in the marketplace for what they're looking at in terms of the coaching staff. And so as an ownership group, my only assumption is that you know, you have to make a decision on, is this the right guy for our future to – you know, help us bring in the next coach that's going to get us the results that we want, to build the team that we want. You know, you have Olaf came in and playing a very different type of style than Bradley Carnell. You see Bradley Carnell at the moment just doing really well with the Philadelphia Union in that sort of Red Bull style of play. And so when you think about that and then the interims that have stepped in, whether that's John Hackworth or otherwise, you know, you kind of have to take at a certain point, take a step back and have a holistic point of view as to, okay, we've done well to get the club to this point. We came out firing in year one. We've had some struggles. Obviously, the club's dealt with a number of injuries of the best players, like any club has had as the congestion of fixtures continues to grow. But now looking at the next window, and by window I mean kind of 3 to 5 years, you have to be able to take a holistic look at your team and your staff and really look and see, is this the right person to carry us forward as a club?
You mentioned how they've looked different under the coaches, but some of the kind of tenets have stayed the same. At a base level, there's a certain style that they want to stick with under Lutz, and all indications are they want to continue to play in that kind of way. The way City wants to play, do you feel like with the resources that they have, the kind of players they're going to be able to bring in, the money that they're going to be able to spend, is this something that can work for them long term?
I think so. I think when you think about the way that they want to play, it's a very rewards-based system, right, in terms of being high energy, being good on the counter press. You know, I had a chance to talk to interim coach David Critchley today, and he mentioned sort of the iteration of the team and the buy-in and the belief. He made some changes the moment that he came in that are a little bit different than Olof Mellberg, but based on the same, you know, similar principles. So not a revolution, but an evolution of where they were at and getting buy-in. And obviously, you know, one of the points that he made was, you know, the whole world sees 90 minutes every week, and they don't actually see the work of the progress that's happening within the team. They see the 90 minutes, and then they see ultimately the team more often than not on the bad side of the results. But you've seen an increase in scoring, an increase of, I think, predictability. And so when you think about a personnel-based system, you have to have that buy-in across the board, especially in the modern game. If you have one or two players that aren't bought into, you know, whether that's the pressing game or how you want to build up, it breaks down pretty quickly. And so I think things seem to be moving in the right direction, I think, in terms of the buy-in and what the club stands for. And then the next part is now bringing in, you know, the next phase of players into the offseason, into the next year, that can continue to bolster the squad and continue going down the direction of how the club ultimately wants to play within the DNA that it's built over the last couple of seasons.
I don't want to spend too much time looking back, but that the loss against Vancouver was very much marred from a city standpoint by a call that city fans were not happy with that led to a penalty kick. And I know you saw the video. What are your opinions on that? There's some people who are adamant that that was a correct call, that there was contact. Other people believe there was zero contact whatsoever. Where do you stand on the way that went down?
Yeah, for me, I think there's contact. I think...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Circumstantially, though, a feel of the game, you have a player running away from the goal, you have incidental contact. No one would ever in their right mind at that point in the game try to bring down a player. It's an unfortunate one where you leave it to ultimately the feel of the officials. I feel in that moment, St. Louis City were hard done in that call. It's unfortunate. I think it's a little bit unfair given at that moment in time. And so, of course, we're seeing this more often. Anytime you have a chance to break down something over and over again, it's very easy to go to like letter of the law. Like, yeah, of course he didn't mean to trip him, but he tripped him, you know? or there was contact there. And I feel, in my opinion, when I look at the circumstances surrounding the goal, right, the movement of the attacking player moving away from the goal, working away in a sense that never really in a threat. He's not in contact of the ball. He's running away from the box. Those types of things, I think, in the way that I see the game, need to be taken into account before making a decision like that. And I feel like St. Louis got drew the short stick on that one.
We're talking with Heath Pierce. From an officiating standpoint, in addition to playing in MLS, you were all over the place. You were in Europe, of course, a big part of the U.S. men's national team for a pretty long time. Is there anything about the way MLS soccer is officiated that you feel is different from either national soccer or also what's going on in Europe?
No, I think it's a universal issue that every league feels like it has certain strengths within their officials, certain weaknesses. I think implementing a number of the technologies that are coming in, we saw the video offside line in Leagues Cup. Having VAR, I think is better than not. But sometimes ultimately they get it wrong, and I think you can have an entire sway or crew of people that feel a certain way, and obviously it's always ends up being a lot of times when you go to review it can end up being a very subjective choice of a conversation amongst officials. This is a recommendation, this is what we think, and it comes down to that center official having to make that tough decision. And in a circumstance like that, again, when I peel back all of the layers of what I saw, I just feel like it was the wrong decision.
City SC playing host to Houston on Saturday night. You're on the call of this matchup, right? Do I have that correct? Okay. Have you been to Energizer Park yet?
I have. About two seasons ago, got greeted with some great food in the booth, from local vendors. Had a great experience. The city, I like the energy of the city. And then obviously the atmosphere is absolutely phenomenal.
What is your key? Is these two teams matched up about a month and a half ago, right at the end of June, and it was a very, very tight match. Houston scored the only goal of the match. What's the key here for City as they try to find a way to get a win on what's been a very emotional week for this team?
Well, I think it's about discipline, right? You saw, okay, you take away that goal from Vancouver, but it's still those late goals against. I think, getting into dangerous spots more consistently is a theme that's trending in the right direction. Scoring more goals is trending in the right direction for St. Louis. But against Houston, they play with a high energy as well. They're vulnerable, right? They're a little bit fragile in terms of a team right now. I know the mood within the locker room is really good. I think when you get to this point of the season, especially for Houston, who have a much closer but still a distant picture of reaching the playoffs, it becomes very clear what the objective is, right? They have to come to St. Louis and they have to leave with all 3 points. And that can either be a strong positive of momentum to ride that energy for Houston, or St. Louis can look at it a different way and say, hey, if we're disciplined in the right ways, eventually Houston have to take chances that we might not otherwise have to take that are going to leave them exposed or vulnerable for us to be able to capitalize on. And then it ultimately comes down to the boxes, right? Box defending for St. Louis and then being dangerous on the attacking end. We know that the front four from St. Louis are continuing to improve and get better and better. It's good to see sort of that consistent lineup over these last couple of games on the attacking end. But it's just about having that ruthless mentality in front of goal. I think this game does get, it's going to come down to transitions of who can sort of capitalize on transitions where one of the two teams is exposed. But it's still going to come down to box defending and box attacking. And I think who can be more efficient in that is going to get the better of this game.
Heath Pierce, he's part of the team with MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. If you don't have it yet and you're a soccer fan, I don't know what you're waiting for. Their presentation of the game is absolutely spectacular. They provide every single minute of MLS soccer for you, plus studio programming, other features. It is really, really good, and you should check it out for yourself. Heath, appreciate the time. Enjoy your time in St. Louis, and we'll talk again down the line.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very good. That's Heath Pierce joining us on the program. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program and get you set for a cool interview that's going to be coming up during the 7 o'clock hour. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.